Thank you for calling your city claims and management. My name is Alexia. How may I help you today?
Hi. I am following up for my daughter. She was involved with a hit and run accident with an Amazon driver, and we were able to track him down, and we got a police report, et cetera, et cetera. They forwarded my daughter to you guys to handle the claim, and nobody has gotten back to her. She's called back once and was given the runaround. She's a minor, so I'm now taking over.
Oh, okay, so she's calling in about a claim.
Yes, she was hit and run by an Amazon driver that you guys cover months ago. Months and months and months ago, and nobody's done anything about it.
Okay, do you have that claim number?
I'm looking at the email, and let's see if there has anything in there.
Okay.
I'm looking at the email from day one DSP program intake. It has my daughter's name and a phone number from reserve claims team. It's got some information about the driver, but it does not have, I don't see anything with a claim number. Here, I'll read you
Oh,
the email.
okay.
Hello, Emma. Thank you for
Yes, can you
contacting us.
provide?
We're sorry about your accident. What's that?
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
No, that was it. It just said that we'll have somebody reach out to you, and it's been months now.
Okay, can you provide that state?
I'm sorry, provide what?
The state on what state this occurred in?
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, one moment.
The date of the accident was June 13th.
Okay, and what was that date of loss?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Yes, what was that date of loss?
Hang on one second. I'm going to take you off speakerphone. I'm
Okay.
sorry, what was the question?
Yes, what's that date of loss?
Oh, 6/15 of 24th.
Oh, okay. Do you have the policy number so we can bring up the claim on our end? The VIN
Policy
number, am I
number,
insured? Anything?
like my daughter's VIN.
I know the vehicle that hit your daughter's vehicle.
Let me pull up the email again. They did not provide any of that to us. We have the guy's name, Jonathan MBULU. It says he works for DSP Corporate Amazon. It doesn't give. It says something about a short code, DSP short code, but there's no info in there.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't have a number beside the DSP code.
No, I'm only going. I mean, I can forward you back the email that you guys sent us, but that we've had no other correspondence with you guys in 3 months now. Like I said,
Oh.
I know my daughter. I know my daughter contacted you guys back because she wanted to know what was going on with the claim, and whoever she spoke to said that someone would get back to her, and nobody has. And the car needs repair. She shouldn't have been driving it all this time anyway after the accident, but it needs fixed.
Oh,
Especially being a hit, especially being a hit and run with a police report and nobody doing anything about it.
okay, so I'm just gonna place you on a brief hold while I relay this message to my supervisor.
Sure.
Okay, one moment.
Yep.
Thank you for holding. I'm just letting you know I'm still here with you.
Sure.
Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I also reached out to my supervisor, and they did say that we will have to have a little bit more information to bring up the claim or to even file the claim on our end. You can call.
We sent you all. We sent. No, no, hang on. Let me stop you right there. We did all this. We sent you all the stuff. I have the response email from you. We emailed you all the documents. The pictures, the police report, we sent you guys everything. I'm not doing it again. So you can forward me, like, put me on with a supervisor, somebody I can send this email to get them back in the loop, because I'm not doing this all over again. It's been 3 months. I shouldn't even have to call you guys back now. We sent you everything. We have the police report. We got the police report. We sent you everything we needed. There's no reason I should have to do it a second time.
Okay.
Especially 3 months later.
Thank you for holding. I am still here with you. I'm just wanted to keep you updated. I am waiting on my supervisor for a response.
That's fine. Like I said, you can put me straight through to him. I don't want to keep going back and forth.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here with you.
Okay.
Can
yeah, I'm just
confirm your email as well.
What's that?
Can you also confirm your email address?
My email is K E V as in Victor, D as in David, 74 at Gmail.
Okay, so just to confirm. That was kevd74@gmail.com.
Yes. And I'm looking over this email my daughter forwarded me from you guys. They asked her for these attachments, and it even says in the email from you guys that once they're sent, that somebody would be back in touch. That's why I'm kind of wondering why there's no paper trail to any of this. Because there's an actual dialogue between her and somebody. It doesn't give a name, but it's your customer service.
Okay.
I'm at work. Is there any chance that we can do this through, like, email correspondence or something? I'm not going to be able to stay on the phone much longer.
Okay, yes. One second.
I mean, somebody can maybe call me back after 3, but...
Okay, yes. What would be a good callback number for you?
Yeah, it's 814-384-2700. 4-6.
Okay, so just to confirm, that was 814-384-2746?
Yes.
Okay, someone will be reaching back to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.